This is Clint Feabrock for Telluride Inside and Out. Today I'm talking with Jonathan Cedar, who's co-founder of BioLite, makers of the BioLite camp stove and home stove. Jonathan and co-founder Alec Drummond will be at the 2013 Mountain Film in Telluride Memorial Day weekend. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. It's great to talk to you.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, I've had a couple of questions after going through a lot of your information. I have to say that I haven't had my hands on one of those stoves yet, but I'm looking forward to it. The first one is, packable stoves have had a checkered history. I've dealt with fuel bottle spills from my MSR, light-off difficulties with the physically beautiful Svay 123. What was the starting point that led you and Alec to design the camp stove?
Sure. So, you know, we'd shared many of the same experiences. I think when you go outside, you know, assuming that the trail you're hiking on has water, the two things that you ration most when you're out camping are fuel for your stove and batteries for your light or batteries for your cell phone. And it sort of takes some of the pleasure out of feeling really self-sufficient in the outdoors. And back in 2006, Alec and I were both working as designers for a product development firm called Smart Design. And Alec had seen this small wood-burning stove that used some AA batteries to turn a fan, and it was really just striking to us that you could take, you know, twigs that you might find on the trail and with a little bit of extra air pushed in, really make that stuff burn like gas. And if you were only reliant on the twigs you could find on the trail, there was, you know, it eliminated this concern of running out of gas. And so it really started as a night and weekend project to try and make twigs burn like gas back then. And the way to do that without using batteries was to convert some of the heat from the fire into electricity to power the fan that made the combustion so clean. And in doing so, we were also able to create the opportunity to charge your phone or light while you're cooking dinner from the heat of the fire.
All right. Well, that answers my second question. I was curious, you know, what gave you the idea of, well, we ought to be able to charge an iPhone or an LED light with this thing. And that pretty well takes care of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a nice benefit of if you have to make electricity to make the combustion clean, why not give folks the other great use of electricity as well?
That's great. It changes the utility a lot. A lot of people out there with rechargeable GPSs or anything like that could be charged that way, I'm guessing.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, more and more, while there's certainly a piece of going into the outdoors to get away from electronics, you know, we still bring our phones to take pictures, to use them for navigation, to use them in case of emergencies. You know, everyone brings a headlamp or a flashlight when they go camping, and this is a way to keep all of those things charged.
Oh, that's great. Please talk about the pathway from developing camp stove to taking home stove to the world.
Sure. I'd love to say that we knew from the beginning that that was our mission, but we didn't. You know, we really set out initially to build the world's best fuel-free camp stove. And about 3 years into the project, we took our prototype to a conference in Seattle on clean wood combustion. And we were surprised by a couple of things there. First, we were surprised that the conference wasn't just about technology, but it was about the fact that half the planet cooks on smoky open wood fires and that the emissions from those fires kills more people than HIV and malaria combined worldwide. So that was really shocking to us. And the serendipity was we brought our funny little prototype to this conference and won the cleanest wood stove of the year, and it was the only one that wasn't plugged into a wall outlet to achieve those low levels of emissions. And so we really started to feel like, you know, while we're avid campers and we're, you know, very much excited about the use in the recreation market, there was some bigger global health impact potential for our product.
That's great. In his TED talk last fall, BioLite's Ethan Kay made some interesting points about the difference between selling the home stove at an affordable price and giving them away. Would you like to elaborate on that statement?
Sure. So at BioLite, we follow a model that we call parallel innovation, where we develop a single technology that has near-term application in recreation and emergency preparedness markets, and that those applications are able to provide the company with, you know, a sustainable income stream, while we also take that technology and apply it towards longer-term, higher-impact markets in developing countries. And we think that this model is really important for two reasons. So, you know, we've all heard of the Tom's Shoes model, where you buy one and you give one. But if you look at the fact that there are 500 million households worldwide that need clean cooking stoves, and you look at how many people go camping, the numbers just don't match up. And so what we really need to do is create a market-driven solution that can scale to the problem, you know, to the size of the underlying problem. And so what we do is we use capital from our recreation markets to incubate our emerging markets, so that eventually they can stand on their own 2 feet and grow to hundreds of millions of households. Whereas if it was a charity model, we would never be able to achieve that kind of scale.
Oh, that's great. That he also mentioned that there was a positive benefit for the local economy, that, you know, you weren't you were working through the locals rather than bestowing them a gift. So there was a difference.
Sure.
in the whole feeling of ownership.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it challenges us to make products that are sufficiently valuable that they'll be chosen. And you know, it's one thing to give someone a stove. It's another thing to have that whole experience be sufficiently compelling that you use it every single day. And if we just give the stoves away, they don't solve the problem. People have to want to use them, you
That's
know,
right.
for all of their cooking needs. And so I think it keeps us true to really solving the problem and not just making an artifact that appears to solve the problem. And then, you know, we are able to incubate the local economy by having resellers who sell our products, by having a local service stream to maintain the product. So it does contribute to the broader economy in the regions where we work.
That's great. So can you talk about any other products that address third world problems or human-powered travel problems, or are the two stoves and the grill going to be enough for BioLite to that'll be a big enough business for you?
Well, you know, it's certainly been a big effort for our young team to get these first three products out into market, and I think we all feel like the market is now teaching us a lot about what we can improve. But, you know, BioLite isn't just a stove company. We really see ourselves as an energy company, trying to deliver all of the benefits that modern energy can provide. And energy is not just electricity for lighting or for a cell phone, but energy is for cooking, energy is for clean water, energy is for refrigeration. And so we see over the long run a huge opportunity for us to take our combined technical and product manufacturability and apply it to a whole spectrum of personal scale energy problems.
All right. Just out of curiosity, will you be bringing some of your stoves and the grill to Telluride Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. We will be bringing both camp stoves and home stoves to the Mountain Film Festival, and I believe we're hosting an ice cream sundae or s'mores event where you'll be able to roast marshmallows on our stoves and see how they work, and you know, have some s'mores and charge your phone while you're eating. So
That's great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. We look forward to seeing you in Telluride at Mountain Film.
Thanks. We're really looking forward to it.
All right. This is Clint Vibrock, and I enjoyed my conversation with Jonathan Seder, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.